Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. You don't have to travel far out of state to find fun, entertaining, and educational things to do with your family. If you're planning to do something over spring break or the early part of the summer, you can stay right here in the Lone Star State and have a fabulous experience. More on this opportunity is available on today's edition of The Front Row. I hope you'll stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we have two very special guests in the studio. We have Ashley Tompkins and Alexis Shelley, who are both PR coordinators with Moody Gardens, down on Galveston Island here in the state of Texas. And this is one of the best known things or best things that people should do if you're looking for something to entertain and educate yourself and your entire family without having to go all the way across the United States. We have something very special right here in the state of Texas, and we're very grateful for the two of you for taking time to be with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So just for someone who might not know, Ashley, if you would, give us just a little bit of information about Moody Gardens itself, what you do and why you're there.
Absolutely. So like you said, Moody Gardens really is a hidden gem in the state of Texas. We actually started in the 80s with hippotherapy, and we were offering horse therapy for people on the island in the area who had head injuries. And so we kind of started off that way, very small, with a horse barn and a few different things that we were doing there. And we've really grown from there. You know, Moody Gardens is a gift to the city of Galveston from the Moody family. And so over the years, since the 80s, we've grown from that little stable where we did the hippotherapy to now more than 200 acres of different attractions and educational facilities. They're all on one property. But we still have the first building that we have. If you actually go to where our education building is now, you can still see the barn doors from where the horses were back when we had the hippotherapy program there.
Right. So Moody Gardens serves two purposes. It's great entertainment, family fun, but also an educational facility.
Absolutely. We like to joke that we sneak the education in, but it really is true. We do. While you're there, so many of our exhibits and our attractions are hands-on and educational. In our Discovery Museum, we always have rotating exhibits there, and it's great because they're interactive. You can completely interact with the exhibits and the different toys and the different things there that you're looking at, but you're learning as you go. So like right now we have JAM, Journey Through Amazing Music, and it shows you the science and the math behind music. So the stuff that you hear on the radio, you'll actually learn about that in the exhibit. You see sound waves, there's a karaoke stage where you can entertain those there. There's some drums that you can play different chords on guitars. So it's completely hands-on, but it gives you a much better understanding and appreciation for the music that you hear on the radio. What all goes into making that, the sound engineering, the different instruments, the different chords. So you can kind of pay closer attention to that. So it's hands-on and fun for the kids and the families, but you're learning a lot while you're there.
Well, as we move from winter to spring, I assume some of your programming changes and you have new things that you'll want people to come and see, for instance, like during spring break, something like that, right?
Yeah, so spring break is just around the corner. And Moody Gardens is not too far to get away to for a week. Plenty to do on the island itself, but we've got the Aquarium Pyramid, which we just finished up a $37 million renovation over there last summer. So that is completely open. If you've not been before, it is breathtaking. I couldn't figure out how they were going to make it more beautiful than it already was, but they managed to do that.
They did.
But is all of the exhibits that you've loved forever? We still have our cold climate penguins. We have our seals and our sea lions. We have the Caribbean tunnel where the sharks swim overhead. But we also added a lot of cool new things. We added a new species of penguins that are actually subtropical. So they come from Chile and Peru. And those are our Humboldts. So you get to see a different type of penguin. Most people think all penguins are cold and they love 40 degree weather, but it's not true. Actually, the majority prefer a little bit warmer temperatures. So our Humboldts are there to kind of introduce a new type of species. We also have touch tanks where you can touch moon jellies, you can touch stingrays. So again, fully interactive, making you part of the experience and making those memories that will last with your family, but you're also learning as you're going through. We have naturalists and biologists that do presentations, so you can talk to them about what animal you're looking at, what it's like, its natural behaviors. If they're doing like a live feed, you can find out what kind of fish they like. So fully interactive for the guests.
Alexis, I've heard that there are actually some new penguins, little babies. Is that correct?
We have some new residents over in our South Atlantic penguins, our cold climate. We had two new baby king penguin chicks hatch here within the last month or so. One hatched on the 2nd of February, and the next one hatched right before Valentine's Day on the 13th. So they're super cute. One of them is named Astro. We had a naming contest, and the name that was chosen was Astro, of course, in honor of our World Series champions here a few months ago. And then we have a naming contest right now carrying on with the Astros theme. You can actually go onto our social media, and you can choose between four different current Astros players for the name of our second baby penguin chick. So super, super fun. We don't even know what the chicks actually are because penguins are actually identical as far as their appearance on the outside. They actually have to do blood tests to figure out what gender it is. So we'll find out the gender here in a few months. We had to pick gender-neutral names since we're not sure if it's a little boy or a little girl penguin. But they're super cute, super adorable. They actually don't have feathers right now, so they look a little bit dinosaur-like, which is a little bit interesting. They're very much like birds that you might see flying in the air, and the fact that they don't have feathers right now. But here in a few months, they'll actually get their brown down feathers. They're actually called woolly bears is their nickname when they get those brown down feathers. And then in a couple months after that, they'll actually get the colors that you'll actually normally associate with a penguin. So
my 10-year-old daughter would be all over that. She would love that. What are some of the other things that children would enjoy if we came down to Moody Gardens?
We have some new movies in both our 3D and our 4D theater. In our 4D theater, we have Shark 4D coming, and you'll actually get to learn about 10 different types of sharks in that movie. So you'll actually kind of travel through the water with the shark and learn about, the different behaviors that sharks have, the different habits that they have. So you'll actually see the sharks over in our aquarium and then be able to come and experience the new shark movie in our 4D theater. Also in our 4D theater, we have San Andreas 4D. That is actually the movie that came out a few years ago with The Rock in it. It's a shortened version. It's about 15 minutes long. But since it's in our 4D theater, it's a completely immersive experience that engages all of your senses. So your seats will rumble as you're kind of feeling the earthquake. You might feel puffs of air if you're traveling through the air in the helicopter and things like that. So completely engages all of your senses. Then in the 3D theater, we have music movie to go along with Jam in our Discovery Pyramid. We have America's Musical Journey. So it talks about all the different kind of cities in America that kind of made the music scene in America what it is today. So Memphis, Chicago, things like that. Talking about the roots of the different musical genres that we have in the country and how those came to be.
Great. That sounds wonderful. So, Ashley, lots of entertainment, lots of education, especially for kids. Mm-hmm. Say I've been working really, really hard and I'm stressed out and I want to go down to Moody Gardens and enjoy a few things, but I also want to relax and enjoy myself. What opportunities are there for that?
Well, there's plenty to do, and luckily you've got a hotel literally right across the parking lot. So when you park your car, when you get there, you don't have to leave the entire time. We've got you covered. We have the fun for the family. We have restaurants. We even have a spa in the hotel, so you can get away for a little bit. You can either do a massage just by yourself. We have a couples massage. And the great thing is we've got kids crew going on at the hotel during spring break. So mom and dad can get a little bit of a break from the kids and let them kind of have fun and do arts and crafts, but sneak away and spend some time together. They have some amazing couples massages. They even have a beer pedicure for men. And so you get a pedicure with beer while you get to drink a beer, which is pretty interesting. And then right down the road, we've got the Moody Gardens Golf Course, which come spring break is going to be beautiful weather. It has amazing views from there. And so that's a great course to play if you're a golfer when you're down in town.
Right. So for people who hopefully have become interested and maybe want to think about doing this spring, where is more information and what do they do?
MoodyGardens.org is your best place to go. Online is always the best bet for a great value when you're booking your trip. We're actually doing a special right now that if you book a trip for a visit between March 10th and 18th, you get $10 off per day pass. And the day pass is your best bet. That gets you admission into all of the attractions, and you have the entire day to use those tickets. So you can make a complete trip out of it. For a family of four, that saves you $40 right there. And even better, in my opinion, you have the tickets, so you get to skip the ticketing lines once you get to MoodyGardens.
Jump in.
So you can jump into the fun and not have to worry about standing in line, because those lines can get a little long during breaks and holidays. And then that same website, moodygardens.org, will link you over to the hotel if you want to book a stay there, and link you over to the golf course if you want to go ahead and set up a tee time.
So you can do everything.
Everything from that site. You can plan your trip before March even gets here and go ahead and start relaxing now and just wait for the fun to happen.
Your spring break taken care of.
Excellent. That's great. Well, once again, I think it bears repeating that for folks who are looking to do something over the break, you don't have to go far away. You don't have to go somewhere else. You can stay right here in Texas and enjoy something really fabulous.
Absolutely. You can explore the world's oceans. You can explore rainforest all on Galveston Island. And 5 minutes away, you can head to the beach and have some fun there too.
Right, exactly. Well, Ashley Tompkins, Alexis Shelley, thank you both very, very much for visiting with us. And we certainly wish you well on all of your trip as you make your way around the state. And we hope to see you in Galveston.
Thank you so much.
Today's edition of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for listening.